Well, the boss called me up and said, come in to work. I just hung up on that slave driving jerk. I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. You think I'd rather be sweating on the dock or watching somebody use a hammer lock? I'm going to wrestling. Going to wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.
Welcome to Go Into Wrestling. I am your host, Adam Hamilton, live in the StuCast Radio Network studios in Oxford, Mississippi. Tonight, I am joined by...
This is Josh. I am currently situated in StuCast Mobile Studios. We are at the grand opening of the new Burger King in West Point, Mississippi. We're out here in the parking lot. Yeah. All right. We're having a Nitro party out here. And I really feel like this is probably going to be the greatest night in the history of our podcast.
You're probably right. Nitro parties are a big part of our podcast. Not yet, but they will be soon. And tonight, guys, we are going to bless you with episode 11 of WCW Monday Nitro, November 13th, 1995. I know nothing about this episode, honestly, but the still image on WWE Network had a guy with a sword.
Oh, that wasn't just a guy. That was Hulk Hogan.
Oh, what? I didn't realize that. That makes it even better.
Let's get started and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so wherever you are, pull up the WWE Network. If you're at work, hopefully we are running commentary. We'll let you know what's going on. If you're not at work, grab a beer, sit back and relax, pop in your headphones, load up the network. We do have the Howard Finkel of Countdown, Josh Presley, with us tonight. So, Josh, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. You let me know.
All right. You're ready. I'm ready. Let me see. Lee Marshall is ready. So, okay, here we go.
All right.
In 3, 2, 1, play. So we're starting up here with the old the classic Nitro intro. I have the volume turned up really loud on this, and I can't find my remote. Oh, there it is. It was behind the computer.
That's pretty good. I have to agree. I say that.
I'm proud of you. My biggest problem with that opening to Nitro is I don't feel like there was enough fire.
When is there ever enough fire?
I don't know.
All right, so this is a small arena.
Look how small this is.
I kind of like this, to be honest.
Here we have Pepe in his Nibbler costume. Oh, no, that's... I guess he's supposed to be Superman. So we have the... I think what is known as the Holy Trinity among wrestling announcers. We have Bobby, Eric Bischoff, and Mongo.
Definitely the Holy Trinity. Better than anything WWE has presented in the last few years. There's no Byron Saxton to say, wow, or Maggle, or any of that good stuff.
Mongo is kind of like if JBL was likable.
And had a dog.
You're like, can you imagine Mongo being on Raw?
Like, no, I can't.
Oh, yeah, Michael, it's time to get out of here, baby, and you got to get Grandma out of the kitchen because we're going to watch some wrestling, Daddy. I'm sorry.
Is that a Rice Krispie treat? I'm pretty sure that's a Rice Krispie treat. So that's Hogan?
That's the Hulkster. You not hear him?
I'm just shocked.
This was when he was in his dark period. I don't remember why. This was like the height of the whiny, bitchy version of Hulk Hogan that made everybody just that didn't already hate him absolutely hate him.
This is right after that weird Halloween Havoc where he didn't have a mustache and he had short, spiky hair.
Yeah. And here he has a sword for some reason.
Standing in a cemetery, probably where Vampiro lives. Oh my god. Why is he so dirty?
Well, he's been living in that cemetery, thinking about how all you Hulkamaniacs in the WCW turned on me. So I'm gonna come skulk. I'm gonna be skulking Hulk around this cemetery. That's the stupidest thing I've ever said. His face looks so weird without a mustache, though.
Yeah, he looks like he has cancer.
He looks like Richard Harris.
I don't know who Richard Harris is, but I'm gonna agree.
He was a first, never mind. He was an actor. He was the first actor to play Dumbledore. He was also in the movie Orca. Sorry. Try not to savage Adam in the comments for not knowing who Richard Harris was.
That's okay.
So he really seems to be straining here. This. He just said, "Bring me the head of Ming on a silver platter." He wants.
That's kind of gross, Hulk.
He wants Macho Man to literally kill Ming. Even though I don't think cutting his head off would actually kill Ming.
All right, hold on. Pepe looks incredible.
Yeah.
What was the deal with Pepe? I never understood all that.
He was just Mongo's dog.
So and Mongo was Paris Hilton before Paris Hilton.
He was Mongo's dog and apparently a cosplay enthusiast.
This is bizarre, by the way.
Look at that enormous section of the floor where there's just nobody.
See, like, we were watching that Raw the night of this recording. Raw was announcing GMs. And I was talking about how large that arena was. They, like, crammed 6,000 people in a tiny space. Oh, here we go.
Is it Hulk again?
Here we go. No, that's Ming.
I've never seen Ming wear that.
Yeah, he looks like a Viano brother. And there's Kevin Sullivan.
I know this goes without saying, and I almost feel kind of wrong for even pointing it out in a WCW show of this period. But they look really stupid.
David Penzer looks great, though. Ming's hair is stupid.
And I mean really stupid. Did I just say... Who is this? Did they announce Randy Savage as being from the dark side?
Yeah, they did.
The dark side of what?
The moon, probably.
Is Sarasota known as the dark side of Florida?
Okay, so this is when Savage and Hulk are wearing nothing but black.
Yeah, this is an odd precursor to the NWO.
Being real cool. And
as far as their color scheme is.
Two guys that were known for bright colors all of a sudden looking like zebras.
You notice Savage never really went back to being that colorful. Even after he wasn't in the NWO anymore, he always wore black and white for pretty much the rest of his career.
Yeah, and he got super roided out.
Yeah.
His hair got way better, though.
Yeah. I don't know if he started using a little product, but in more ways than one.
Just having it pulled back in that one ponytail made him look...
Yeah, his hair is
20 years younger.
I just always thought his hair was wild, man. But that was... I remember, even though I didn't even really watch WCW, when he came back, I remember seeing him, and I'm sure we'll get to this episode at some point, but he was injured and went away for a while, and when he left, he kind of looked like Macho Man, but he came back, and he was just this super muscular...
Yep.
Like veiny, so weird.
He came back at Spring Stampede 99, and he was the special guest referee in the Fatal 4-Way match that DDP won, his first title.
Okay.
I don't know why I remember that, but...
Neither do I.
I remember that, and I remember thinking that Macho Man, that was not Macho Man.
Yeah.
I was convinced that that was not the Macho Man.
Hey, I wonder if Jimmy Hart's going to hop up and down on the apron.
I don't know, brother.
Macho Man is one of my favorite wrestlers ever, but his willingness to have a good match at this point was just at an all-time low.
He didn't give a shit. He did not give a shit.
Because, I mean, I think not long after this, he was in another feud with Flair, and I think they actually had a pretty couple pretty good matches, because, I mean, how could Savage and Flair not have a good match? But, I mean, just these Raw matches? Doesn't give a shit.
What do you think Jimmy Hart does these days?
You know, he brings Hulk Hogan coffee.
I was listening to an interview with Jay Lethal not long ago, and he did an amazing Jimmy Hart impression. And because he lives like in the same condo complex as Jimmy Hart, and so he runs into him like taking his trash out and stuff. And he said every time he sees him, he tells him the same thing, like, "Oh, Jay, me and the Hulkster, we got some deals going on. You got to come on down and see me and the Hulkster. Come on down, Jay."
So what is up with Ming's hair?
It's bad. It's like he forgot to dreadlock all of it and only did the back part. So he has kind of like a poofy mullet with cool dreads in the back. And the most 90s hairstyle ever. And then you have Satan yelling at Macho Man there, so. Ming, legit tough man. Too bad he wasn't in the Brawl for All. I would have loved to have seen that.
Bart Gunn would be dead.
Butterbean might be dead.
Possibly. He'd at least be missing an eyeball or something. So,
I don't think Ming would have taken Butterbean lightly, so.
Yeah. So we're about 10 minutes into the show. This match is still happening.
Yeah, surprisingly, the first match of Nitro is still going on. And Nitro is live.
Was it? Yeah, it was.
It says it is.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if it really was.
I guess this would have been when they were giving away the Raw results.
Yeah.
Around about that same time.
They gave away Raw results for years.
Yep.
I never watched WCW until probably like 98.
Really? You started watching when I stopped.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed that period, actually. I got really bummed from the Attitude Era and stopped watching. I think I stopped. Probably when Shawn Michaels left.
That honestly is when I stopped as well. I didn't necessarily stop watching then, but that's sort of when I lost interest because Shawn Michaels was my favorite wrestler at the time.
He was mine too at the time. Yeah,
he actually is still mine. But I kept watching for a little while.
Oh God, is that Shark? Yes. Oh
yeah.
God.
R.I.P. John Tenta. But yeah, I stopped watching then, and I think I came back in 2000. We've probably talked about this before, but I came back in 2001. It's sad that this is, the third or fourth episode we've recorded, and I don't remember if we've talked about that one thing before.
I have no idea what we've talked about on this podcast. Oh,
I just
Luger's turning?
I think this was the period of time where he was kind of a tweener. He was best buddies with Sting, but he was also feuding with Macho Man.
Luger's outfit is awful, by the way. I would
wear that to work tomorrow.
Black and white pinstripe jumpsuit. That's a tank top.
I'm gonna go ahead and guess and say he's wearing high tops as well.
He better be. It's probably Tommy Hilfiger, if I had to guess.
No, he's wearing boots.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That just takes that outfit to a whole nother level. What is
Chris Benoit and is that Kensuke Sasaki? I didn't hear
you mean,
he said.
You mean Kensuke Sasaki? I'm sure it is.
Sorry.
And we have an ad for World War III.
One day we're going to review these.
Maybe I'll be mysteriously unavailable.
In one man podcast land, World War III coming to you soon.
You better call your local cable operator first.
Okay. I kind of miss that being said after, like, when they advertise pay-per-views in WWE.
I miss that too, but I don't miss having to do it.
Yeah, I don't miss not having the network available.
Hey, it's Rhino. Oh, never mind.
Wow.
It's Kintsuki Sasaki.
Kinski. Oh, and Jeff Foxworthy's there. Oh, my God.
I think that was Fat Tim Burton next to him.
Yeah, that was Fat Tim Burton for sure. If you're brave and you're listening to this at home, Sasaki and Kenta Kobashi have an amazing match. I think it's 2004 in Noah. It's basically 20 minutes of chops. But it's brutal and strong style at its finest, and Sasaki has taken everything I guess he'd learned as a young boy here and really put it to work. I called him the dad of wrestling at that time, so he just looked like someone's middle-aged dad just going out there and chopping fools.
Like Glenn Goza.
He's pretty impressive here.
Yeah, this looks... I didn't say he looked like Glenn Goza. I just said that Glenn Goza also looks like somebody's dad. Which I'm sure he is.
And this is when Benoit is like leaving New Japan, so... he's got his Wild Pegasus tights on. Probably doing double duty in ECW as well. I don't know for sure, but... Botch.
Did Sasaki decide not to participate in the match anymore? He's just going to... They're just going to start throwing.
Yeah.
They're just going to start trying to kill each other. Probably a poor choice of words given who is involved here.
The referee looks like a young professor I had in college. Just imagine that guy with gray hair, and he
I think I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
He's always at the bars, so.
So I feel like in a world that is not 1995 WCW, this probably could have been a really great match.
I mean, even if this was the opener, it would probably have been given more time. But since it's not the opener,
well, we got to get
probably be given like 5 minutes.
We got to get that macho. We got to give all that time to the Macho Man versus Ming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sasuke was one of my favorite wrestlers in, like, 2003. So I kind of stopped watching all American wrestling in, like, 99 and didn't watch any wrestling. And in, like, 2001, I was given an import wrestling game. And I didn't know who any of the people were, and I got big into tape trading for a little while. Hmm. And I saw some of his stuff, and I was like, yeah, he's my favorite. This is pretty intense.
Yeah, especially for this show.
Yeah.
It was a pretty nice little finish there.
You see that woman in the front, like, wiggling her hips, looking straight at Benoit?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
So he just joined the Horsemen, per what they said. Oh, dear.
Oh, God. The transitions on this are awful.
Like, you can't just throw Johnny B. Badd in my face like that.
And Eddie Guerrero warning. Staring into space.
I feel like, is that really the... best picture of Eddie Guerrero they had.
Are you, that Dean Malenko one's like, they took a picture of him getting out of the shower.
While they were throwing a snake at him. I'm not sure why.
Nitro is bright. I will give it that. And I kind of miss, like, small sets like this for TV shows. I think the Raw set's a little too gaudy.
I agree. You know what set I liked? The Cruiserweight Classic.
It looked like a good house show. And the Cruiserweight Classic is... I look forward to our thoughts on that one day.
It's going to be fun.
I want that Johnny B. Bad Frisbee.
I think he stole that from Lenny Poppa. Why does Eddie get the jobber entrance?
Yeah, seriously. He's even got a jacket on.
Again, I guess 1995 WCW Eddie Guerrero isn't really Eddie Guerrero as we know. He probably just threw that over the entire audience.
He's got another one. Good God.
I wish someone would throw it back and it hits him in the face.
You know the classic entrance at ECW One Night Stand 2006 when Cena comes out and they throw the shirt back at him and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Just imagine if Cena had a bunch of frisbees.
What if Cena just came out with a bunch of cinder blocks that night? Wouldn't that have been fun?
So Johnny Gunn's a cruiserweight.
He was the TV champion here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm not paying attention to commentary.
They showed the belt. It was the TV title belt.
I was just assuming that was a cruiserweight title.
No.
Because Eddie Guerrero is in this match. I do miss the thought of a TV title, so.
Me too. We've talked about this before. I was about to say they really should have ran with Ryder as the Internet champion. We've 100% talked about that before. Maybe it was in the last episode, though.
It could have been. I don't know.
We should start writing this down.
Yeah, we probably should have like a running Google Doc or something of things we've talked about.
Or not.
Yeah, it's more organic that way. Johnny B. Badd's not a great wrestler. Sorry to interrupt you. He's not very good. He wasn't very good in WWE. As Marvelous Mark Marrow or TKO Mark Marrow.
Or the Wild Man Mark Marrow.
You mean Johnny B. Badd?
Or as he was more colloquially known, Sable's husband? The one before Brock?
This is going to be kind of stupid, but I was kind of a Mark Marrow mark for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was just like he wore the boxing stuff. He
didn't look like a wrestler. Look at that kid in the pink.
You see her mom? Looking like an old toad next to her? That kid was doing the yes chant.
That was Daniel Bryan.
That was Daniel Bryan yesing for Johnny B. Badd and Eddie Guerrero.
Sorry, I am very interested in hearing why you were a Mark Marrow Mark.
Oh, it was just his attire, and I guess because he didn't look like a wrestler, I just thought that was kind of cool.
Was it when he was the Wild Man, or when he was wore the boxing shorts?
When he wore the boxing gear. Cut all his hair. Cool
character wise, that probably was the most interesting he ever was, and he still wasn't interesting. Look at Eddie.
To pull off that with this piece of crap is just doing a hurricanrana is impressive with Johnny B. Badd in the ring. Or as Kathleen called him, my wife, why is that white man pretending to be the black man?
The Wild Man Mark Marrow in
Super Bowl.
Yeah. Sort of a precursor to Hugh Morrison that they kept insisting he do a finishing move that he wasn't really that good at. In this case, it was in the show. Star Wars.
All about that. Oh my God. All right, if you can imagine the pin reversal set up with cruiserweights, all the luchadors did, we're going to roll around and pin each other for, 40 seconds. Mark Marrow just botched that.
I don't know. I think this is the best Mark Marrow match I've ever seen. That was kind of bad.
Yeah,
I can't believe that he's not dead. Sorry. Should rephrase. I can't believe he didn't die from that.
Yeah. The lady in the front wiggling her hips is gonna get a minor errors, I think. Every time something happens, she stands up and wiggles her hips.
Are we talking about the girl in the white shirt?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, next to the girl in blue, drinking a Coke right now.
I think she's kind of cute. I think that's just about three seats down to the right is Mickey Rourke.
I like the little black kid wearing the crown.
Okay.
Personally, in the front row.
He's a big Jerry Lawler fan, and they just didn't have the heart to tell him that this wasn't WWF. What the fuck?
Another pin botch.
It's like, you just pin him.
What's this going to be?
Ugh. Almost a disaster. Not pretty.
And he's like, you don't give me anything to work with.
Why are they trying to do all this crazy stuff? It's like polishing a turd.
This is definitely a bathroom break match. And Eddie Guerrero is in it. That says a lot.
This is the best Johnny B. Bad match I've ever seen.
Better than the Sable match?
This is the second best Johnny B. Bad match I've ever seen.
Where she powerbombed him or whatever? Sable bombed him, sorry.
Yeah. You just lost all your wrestling fan cred by not getting that right.
Yeah, sorry. I was never a big Sable fan, so. I was a Sonny Mark.
I was a Sonny Mark, but I liked Sable enough in the day.
I don't think I cared about women's wrestling again for a while. I think Victoria brought me back into the fold a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. I liked the Widow's Peak booth. I thought that was pretty cool.
I don't think I cared until NXT started. And even then, it was a while before I was even able to watch that. But we've really come around, you know, because Sasha Banks is my current. Yeah, Sasha Banks is my current favorite wrestler.
She's up there. She's not my favorite, but
he's punching him flat out in the ear. That's.
I wish Eddie would just potato him in the face as hard as he can and break his teeth or something. Eddie's mustache is amazing.
Did they?
What just happened?
Stop the match, did they? I guess Pee-wee was just reprimanding them.
He sent them back to their corners or something.
You two wrestlers, stop wrestling so hard in this wrestling match. Yeah, you get the headlock.
I miss wrestling referees wearing the bow tie like a boxing ref.
So you want to see now Drake in a bow tie?
Yeah, I do. Oh, we did a draft episode. Can Drake get drafted?
Can.
I mean, number one overall pick, Drake.
I think
to Raw.
We didn't talk about announcers either.
I got the good. I mean, the only person I could see moving would be Corey Graves. So.
If we get Mauro and Corey Graves on SmackDown, I will only ever watch SmackDown.
That would be kind of incredible. Is he going to tombstone him?
Rest in peace.
He kicked out of a tombstone.
Well, to be fair, it was a Johnny B. Bad tombstone and not an Undertaker tombstone.
It took Pee-wee like 30 seconds to start counting that, too.
Pee-wee was one of those refs who just did not trust the wrestlers to kick out. Nick Patrick was kind of the same way. He would always put his hand under their shoulder. For those of you...
Is Eddie going to win this?
I don't know. For those of you keeping track at home, I think we're on hour five of this show, and this match is still happening.
We're only 27 minutes in.
Very odd to see a Nitro match with a match this long.
I'm not complaining, but Johnny B. Bad's in the match, so I am complaining.
And they just announced that a certain amount of time is left in the time limit, and that is always a dead giveaway that we will probably be getting a time limit draw. Yeah, 15 seconds. Yeah, probably 10 minutes since the TV title match. Anyway, we're about to get a time limit draw. Honestly, this is Jim Ross likes to talk a lot about how they should bring back time limits. I don't miss them.
Yeah, I thought they were kind of intrusive.
I thought they did time limit draws entirely too often.
And you read older wrestlers' books and biographies and stuff, and they talk about, oh, I did a Broadway and every night, and I don't know if I want to watch someone wrestle for 60 minutes every night. Or ever again.
I think, like, a Flair and Steamboat could keep your interest for an hour, because they have.
Yeah.
But there aren't many.
Think of, like, new wrestlers, though.
Maybe. I feel like Seth could probably go an hour. I don't know who you could go with. Seth and AJ Styles. Like,
yeah, that would be maybe an hour. Seth and Nakamura.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Nakamura's style lends itself to wrestling for an hour, though, I think.
Well, he has the, like, MMA background, so yeah. He would know holds, I guess. And
that's true.
A rest period.
I guess I'm just thinking of the strong striking, and I always sort of think that's something.
Kinshasa!
Yeah. As Corey Graves says, Kinshasa! Sorry.
Now we need Okada to come to NXT and hit a drop kick so Corey Graves can call that one. Tonight. Something's going to happen.
Okay, so next week is going to be Hulk Hogan and Sting. So you might want to watch that episode instead of this one.
Yeah, just skip episode 11 and go straight to 12.
Yeah. But keep listening to our show.
Oh, it's the Big Show.
So we've got the part of the Dungeon of Doom in here. I guess this would be right before Halloween Havoc.
I think it's after Halloween. You know. Not sure.
You're right, because he just said 2 weeks ago at Halloween Havoc.
Yeah, and it's November 13th, 1995.
Oh, well, I thought it was October. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So it's Monday the 13th.
Yep.
Ooh.
Look how young Big Show is.
So this would have been right after Jimmy Hart turned on the Hulkster. And we, yeah, so this would mean we're just 2 weeks removed from Big Show and the Yeti dry humping Hulk Hogan to death.
Well, Mean Gene, me and the Yeti, we're going to take out Hulk Hogan. And me and the Big Show here, I mean the Giant, and Kevin Sullivan and the Dungeon of Doom. We're going to go get some hot wings later and have a good old day.
He's busy. Jimmy now is busy thinking about that next big Gentry's hit record. They're going to get their next day in the sun, I think.
Have you watched Legends House?
No.
All right. So in Legends House, you can see Jimmy Hart take like 30 minutes to do his hair every morning.
Do they have a Gentry's live performance?
No, but they do have Jimmy Hart doing his hair for 30 minutes.
I ever tell you my second cousin, my dad's first cousin, went to high school with Jimmy Hart in Memphis?
That's kind of amazing.
I think they might have played in a band together.
Hey, your dad's cousin, second cousin, third cousin, whatever, has been in a band with a man that wrote the greatest theme songs of our generation. Rip-off themes.
And he wrote some others, too, aside from our favorites. Yeah. He wrote Sexy Boy.
Yeah, that's true. He did good stuff for a while. I saw a Reddit thread about something about Hulk Hogan, and they're like, oh, this is what I always think of when I see Hulk Hogan. I just start hearing this. And you expect what?
Real American.
Yeah, and no, it was his WCW theme.
All right.
And, like, everyone on the Reddit thread was like, is that person okay?
Speaking of, is Kip Sullivan having
Kevin Sullivan's dying. Look how fit Big Show is.
This is, you know, so far removed from WCW, it's sort of jarring how stupid this was. here we go again. It's just unsettling how they just throw these transitions up in your
up
face.
Up next.
Yeah. Like, just do a little fade or something. Don't just put it up there.
They were learning how to use their TriCaster.
So, Dean Malenko versus Sting. That is bizarre.
It's kind of like a dream match.
Kind of. I'm going to go ahead and guess and say it's probably not going to be that great.
It depends. I mean, this is Malenko's best years right here. And Sting is really good here, too. So, this has potential. I want that Malenko best.
I do know this. I know what's going to happen. I think Sting is going to come out and he's going to do this and he's going to do that. Because
I think he's big as a bull and quick as a cat.
He is, I don't know the rest.
He's a man called Sting.
He is a man called
Sting. She's happy.
You blame her?
No, not at all. What if when Sting came back to WWE, he did like the Crow gimmick for WrestleMania, and then when he fought Seth at Night of Champions, he was Surfer Sting again?
That would have been cool. I don't think he has a hair.
Coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
That's okay. Who needs hair? Look at her. She is wiggling those hips. She does this. She does that.
I don't know about you, but growing up, I was a little Stinger.
I was not.
Really?
You were that one kid at school that watched WCW, probably.
Well, I liked, you know, when I was little, I liked Hogan and Warrior, too, but I preferred Sting. But yeah, I was the weird kid who actually watched WCW.
Yeah, you're that weird kid.
Kind of like I'm that weird kid now who's watching WCW.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of jealous that I didn't watch WCW.
Well, WWE didn't really come on when I could watch it.
I don't remember when I watched it. I guess because I had an older cousin that probably taped them or something, and I watched them at my grandmother's house. But
I think I just rented pay-per-views. I didn't really watch the show that much.
That's probably what happened with me, too, to be honest. Malenko's small.
Yes. And Sting is large.
He's very large. Like, you don't think of Sting being a large man, really. Or I don't.
He's a big guy.
He's big Sting, as a bull.
He is big as a bull. And yeah, quick as a cat. But yeah, I was a big Sting fan as a kid. Still am. If I'm going by favorite and not necessarily who I think was just the best worker, Sting is definitely probably number two to Shawn Michaels as far as my favorite wrestlers of all time.
I think my favorite wrestler of all time would definitely have to be like Jim Duggan. Okay. Or no, I'm just kidding. I really don't know.
I don't either. I'm terrible with lists like that. So, but I was
such an arbitrary list that I can't. I don't think I liked anyone for more than 3 to 4 months. So,
oh, I was a big.
I mean, recently, I've liked people longer than ever. So
that's good. We talk about how shitty wrestling is now, but we actually care more about
the characters.
Some of the characters yeah. Now than I ever have.
Yeah, like I want Kevin Owens to be world champion.
Definitely.
And Sami Zayn, I need him to do good things. Just to make me feel better about the world.
So, yeah, Dean working that leg.
Let's check out the replay.
Yeah.
And, Dean ran headfirst into the top turnbuckle.
How can you tell the screen is 98% flames and metal?
It's like a Danzig album.
I'm sitting 4 feet from the TV, and I can't tell what's happening.
That was worse than a Raw replay.
Sting laying him with those chops. I feel like if Sting had gone to Vince in maybe like 88, we would have never heard of Warrior.
Maybe.
Sting maybe didn't have as much of the big personality as somebody like Hogan. But he had enough. He had charisma, and he was a way better worker.
I don't feel like Vince cared about work, though.
No.
When you look back at most of the stuff that happened in the WWF at the time.
Plus, with Sting, he's one of the few guys of his stack. Like, you can legitimately say he's one of the biggest stars there's ever been in wrestling. If not one of the top five, then one of the top 10 biggest stars there's ever been in wrestling.
Yeah, hands
and
down.
He's probably the only one out of that list who didn't politic. Or didn't put maybe.
You know who did politic? White shirt lady in the front row.
Okay.
She was a big time politicker to get that shirt and that seat.
I think she maybe just politicked some scissors and cut that shirt off.
She walked right into Dillard's and told them, "I need this in a half shirt." And they said, "Yes, ma'am."
She found a regular shirt, and she's like, "I need this, but, like, less."
She just wiggled her hips, and it was done.
Yeah.
Look at her. There she goes again. Wow, okay, that was a hell of a German suplex by Malenko. Yeah.
That was a Jason Jordan-esque German suplex. If he were just a little taller, that would...
Taller and a little thicker.
We'll talk about Jason Jordan for a second. I think he's probably throws one of the best suplexes that you'll see these days.
You know, 2002, 2003, Brock Lesnar throws a hell of a suplex.
Yeah. And plus,
2014, 2015, Brock Lesnar
throws
pretty mean suplex. But when the whole Suplex City thing took off, I feel like he got kind of lazy. It only does one suplex, the German suplex.
Yeah. If we're going to talk about suplexes, we got, I mean, and these are the guys that the American Alpha, the American Alpha, that American Alpha really remind me of, and that would be the Steiners, because those guys like to suplex you to death.
I'm all right with that.
It's like I miss the style of wrestling where guys would just come out and try to kill you with a suplex. Not literally, but.
All right, well, Josh, we have 5 minutes left in Nitro.
What are they going to do with 5 minutes?
They're going to push this Hogan story on us, I think.
Oh, good.
Because it was so interesting at the beginning.
Look at that.
Sting's still in the ring, though.
And Pepe's on Mongo's shoulder, like a parrot. Anyway, how long has Sting just been standing there, I wonder?
I hope he's waiting on the Yeti. Because of that dubious clause in the contract,
premeditated, I might add, Jimmy Hart got it in there. Hogan no longer. Bischoff just talked about a dubious clause in a contract that he said was premeditated. Like, well, yeah, it was a contract. Typically, those are premeditated.
Yes, you usually sign that beforehand?
Yes.
Which would be premeditated.
And generally speaking, they are prepared before you sign them.
By a lawyer.
Yeah, it's kind of your fault if you don't read them.
Yeah, you're kind of screwed if you don't read your contract.
Yeah.
Or get someone to read it for you. Hire someone.
Especially if you're someone like Hulk Hogan, you can't just trust Jimmy Hart to handle your contracts. You gotta get one of those other. At least
so
let Brian.
This is why Sting was waiting.
Yeah. Of this hour, on the horn, WCW's great Hulk Hogan asking about this man and actions last week
where you actually walked out of the building with Lex Luger.
So I think this was, yeah, this was the time where all the top baby faces, which would be Hogan, Savage, Sting, Luger, they were all just kind of a bunch of dicks.
That's the face of a dick if I ever seen one. Never dreamed in my wildest dreams.
Where did we hear that recently? Was that the new, not the new blood, the new breed? Didn't they give
new
a similar?
Breed, yes.
Never dreamed
Sting,
in my wildest
lifted dream. A new breed promo and decided to do this.
Bold choice, Cotton. Let's see if it plays out. Sting was never the best promo.
Nope.
At least if he said
he,
something.
He needed some coaching.
A little bit. He was at least pretty authentic, though. If he said something, you could pretty well believe it.
He's starting to grow his hair out, too.
Yeah, this was the beginning of long brown-haired Sting.
With crazy face paint. I never liked that Sting. He looked kind of weird.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like a weird Zach Morris right now.
So he looks like Zach Morris?
Yeah, he looks like Zach Morris.
Just look at the quality of the folks in the crowd there, man.
They're dead set to hear what Sting's got to say. So what do you think happened after Nitro was filmed and went live?
Everybody went home.
I mean, do you think that's what happened, or do you think they gave him a bunch of dark matches?
Since these were only one-hour shows, yeah, probably at first they did give them some dark matches. Or didn't they? Did they take
who was on those dark matches? I don't know. Like, I really don't know.
I don't either. And then they maybe tape like 2 weeks in a row, so they would have maybe okay.
Like Nitro is always live, supposedly.
I guess just to justify the price of a ticket, they had an hour-long match after this.
And that hour-long match is brought to you by Mike Enos and Hugh Morris. Enjoy the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks for sitting through Nitro. Here's your present.
Your present is heart garbage on a silver platter.
All right, so...
Special thanks to Terror on Church Street. What?
I think I'm brain dead, boss.
What? I'm going to Google that.
All right, folks, that was the November 13, 1995 episode of Nitro. It sure was something.
Terror on Church Street was a haunted house.
Okay.
So that's where Hogan filmed.
That's good to know.
All right.
I want to go there. Thank you.
I don't think it's still there.
It should be there. Okay.
I had to know. I'm sorry. That was a crazy thing to see.
That's perfectly understandable.
So that was Nitro, Josh.
Yeah, that was pretty Nitro, yeah.
That was as Nitro as they come, I believe. yeah.
All right, well.
I don't think I have anything else to say.
I don't have a rating for that. It was just that, from what I remember of Nitro, that was pretty damn Nitro.
Yeah. The podcast is named Go Into Wrestling. I feel like that's something I would get if I paid money right now. At a local venue, like just some crazy stuff. I have no idea what's going on.
And Hulk Hogan with a sword.
And Hulk Hogan with a goddamn sword.
I think we have our title for this episode. All right, it's been fun.
It's been real. And thanks to everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Don't forget to follow us on social media, on Twitter, @StoopCastRadio. Don't forget to send us your emails at stoopcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to call us and text us at 804-45-STOOP. You can also find us on Facebook by searching Going to Wrestling. Thank you once again for going to Wrestling.
R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling. R-A-S-S-L-I-N, that's wrestling.